Hey, good morning, everybody. We're GFBS. We're Grand Forks' best source. Here we go. Time now for your morning update for this Monday, March 11th. It's brought to you this morning by Churchill Shoes. Churchill Shoes is saying goodbye. After over 75 years of catering to all of our footwear needs, Chuck says it's time to retire, and that means unbelievable savings for you. From now until the store closes at the end of May, stop in for the most incredible sale ever at Churchill Shoes. Huge store-wide savings on both men's and women's shoes. Your feet will never be happier than when they're wearing Sash shoes. You'll love them. But hurry, when the store inventory is gone, it's gone for good. 75 years is a long time, and May isn't that far away. Stop and save now at the going out of business sale at Churchill Shoes in the Grand Cities Mall from now until the end of May. And Chuck says thank you to all of his great customers throughout the years. We'll miss you, Chuck. Stop into Churchill Shoes in the Grand Cities Mall. All right, our weather today, partly cloudy skies, turning mostly cloudy a little bit later on today. But listen to this. We're looking for a high today right around 60 degrees above zero. Well, Grand Forks police dispatched to Demers Avenue and South 20th yesterday afternoon at about 2:30 for a motor vehicle crash. Now, police report a car driven by 80-year-old Judith Bruski was westbound on Demers, turning south onto South 20th Street when a moped driven by 27-year-old Thomas Wolf was traveling east on Demers when the two vehicles collided. Wolf was transported to All True Hospital for his injuries. Bruski sustained no injuries. At this time, the crash is still under investigation and no citations have yet been issued. Well, the East Grand Forks School Board expected to formally approve the hiring of Kevin Grover to be the next superintendent of District 595 when they meet tomorrow. A negotiated contract proposal calls for a salary of $165,000 in the first year of a three-year deal. Grover is currently the superintendent of the International Falls Public School District. Well, a bill that would allow sports betting in Minnesota will be heard Thursday in the Senate Taxes Committee. Senator Matt Klein of Mendota Heights says it cleared the Senate Commerce Committee last week. Klein says this would make sports books legal in the state of Minnesota. Now, the license would be operated by 11 sovereign indigenous tribes. It would mean people could gamble on sporting events, wagering on sporting events from a person's cell phone, too. We've got more news for you, but first, let's hear from Executive Properties.
Are you still putting off that project around the house that's been bugging you forever? Do you think you can wait until spring and call a contractor and have the work done ASAP? Well, good luck with that. Executive Properties has openings right now to get that project done. In fact, you can check out their Google reviews. Aaron says Chris and his team did a spectacular job on the damage to my aunt's garage and siding. Kept us up to date on the progress, and the finished product was amazing. Thank you for your professionalism and hard work. Hey, get that project done sooner than later. Call Executive Properties, 701-330-1273.
Well, I tell you what, the Oscars were last night, 96 Academy Awards, televised from Hollywood last night. Now, here are some of the winners. Oppenheimer pretty much dominated. Best Picture was Oppenheimer. Cillian Murphy, Best Actor from Oppenheimer. Emma Stone, Best Actress from Poor Things. Christopher Nolan, the Best Director, of course, from Oppenheimer. Robert Downey Jr., Best Supporting Actor from Oppenheimer. And the Best Supporting Actress last night went to Divine Joy Randolph in The Holdovers. So, again, I didn't hear Barbie mentioned there not one time. How about that? Finally, in sports, number 16-17, Omaha built a 3-0 lead early in the second period. Never looked back to complete a weekend sweep over number 3 North Dakota, 4-1 on Saturday night from Baxter Arena down in Omaha. Now, UND will enter the NCHC quarterfinals as the number 1 seed. They'll host Miami in the best of 3 opening round. Fighting Hawks also remained at number 3 in the pairwise rankings. That's huge at the conclusion of the weekend, placing them in the position to earn a number 1 seed in the NCAA tournament. NHL yesterday, the Minnesota Wild pulled off go-either-way kind of move yesterday. They pulled their goalie on 3-on-3 in overtime. Well, it worked. They beat Nashville 4-3 in overtime to get back into the wild card hunt for the playoffs. UD men's and women's basketball season, well, it came to an end yesterday in the Summit League tournament. The women losing to Oral Roberts 91-68. Men lost a close one to Omaha 73-72. High school boys Class 1A Section 8 tournament. East Grand Forks, Sacred Heart falling to Fertile Beltrami 57-54. East Grand Forks beat Barnesville 78-72. They'll play Pelican Rapids Wednesday night. In girls, North Dakota State AA tournament action, Red River took third place
NBA last night, the Timberwolves got beat by the Lakers 120-109. And Major League Baseball spring training, Twins play the Braves at noon today. And that's your morning update, brought to you by Albatross Indoor Golf. Winter in the Northland means no golf, right? Wrong. Looking to get in a round of golf in a climate-controlled winter oasis? Want to just whack some balls in the virtual driving range and work on your swing? Check out Albatross Indoor Golf Club in Grand Forks with more than 90 courses, range venues, and games including Pebble Beach, St. Andrews, TPC Sawgrass, and more. All on an incredibly accurate optical-based simulators from driving to putting. Play straight up. Team up for a scramble, play tournaments, or join the two-person scramble league. It's fun for everyone, and all ages are welcome, too. Call or text 701-757-3220 to set up a tee time. Check out Albatross Indoor Golf Club at the Columbia Mall, your home for the best indoor golf experience around. Well, Shannon Rowlandson with Community Options will be our guest at 11 o'clock today. We're going to be talking about, well, exactly what Community Options does and the people that they serve. Make sure to tune in. Hey, and don't forget, also, our fourth anniversary of Grand Forks Best Source is coming up Friday. We're going to be here all day long. Stop in for a cold one, all right? Make sure to tune in to all of our shows today. And make sure to like, share, tag, and follow us. Grand Cities, they are grand. Grand Forks Best Source is giving them an identity again.